Want to turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, and beginning with verse number 9. First Peter chapter 1 and verse number 9 begins reading, "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Lord Jesus, we pray today, God, that you would allow the Word of God to enter into our heart and enter into our mind and our being. God, that we might have an appreciation, oh God, of the work that you have done in us and of the glorious hope that we have, Lord, as children of God. Lord, that we should rejoice in your wonderful salvation, looking to that day when you shall appear, amen, to redeem us from this world. We pray it, Lord, in your holy name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you today on the wonder of salvation. The wonder of salvation. Jesus Christ, the wonder of wonders. God incarnate. God manifest in the flesh. His name shall be called Wonderful. There is something wonderful about Jesus and the salvation that he brings to those that would believe upon his name. Salvation is a wonderful thing that God could take a man just like you and just like me, steeped in sin, bound in chains of iniquity, and that God could gloriously and miraculously transform us into a child of God. Amen. That by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, we have become heirs and joint heirs with him. Oh, what a wonder of wonders. That you who were once a sinner have been made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. That was once black has been made white as snow. Amen. That was tarnished, amen, has now been made like pure gold. The wonder of salvation. The seven wonders of the ancient world have long been a fascination. The seven wonders of the ancient world, by most reckonings, consist of the Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the statue of Zeus at Olympus, the Temple of Diana, the Mausoleum of Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, and the Lighthouse of Alexandria. These were reckoned by many of those who lived before us to be the seven wonders of the ancient world. And they were magnificent monuments to the creativity, to the genius of man. But of all of those seven wonders of the ancient world, there is only one that is extant today. There's only one that can be visited. There is only one that can be looked upon with amazement, and that is the Pyramid of Giza. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon were long ago destroyed by an earthquake. The Mausoleum, likewise, of Halicarnassus by an earthquake. The Colossus of Rhodes by an earthquake. The Lighthouse of Alexandria destroyed by an earthquake. The statue of Zeus at Olympia and the Temple of Diana destroyed by fire. And so these great monuments, the seven wonders of the ancient world, are no more. But oh, that wonder of wonders, amen, the one that we call the Rock of Ages, the one that is higher than I, amen, that wonder of wonders, amen, still is a marvel unto man. Amen, the wonder of salvation, that here these many thousands of years later, that he's still, amen, showing mercy and grace and giving gifts unto men, amen, who will call upon his name in faith. Amen, he's still pouring out the gift of the Holy Ghost to them that will obey him. Amen, the wonder of salvation. And then there are the seven natural wonders of the world. The Grand Canyon, the Great Barrier Reef, the harbor at Rio, the mountain of Mount Everest, the Aurora Borealis, the volcano Parakeetin, and that wonderful place called Victoria Falls. These are wonders of the natural world that still are extant today. The things that man made are almost completely gone today, that they have crumbled into ruin. But the things of God still proclaim his majesty and his power. Amen. The mountain majesty, the roar of the ocean, they declare the wonder that is our God. That God who was great and mighty in power, amen, that would come down as a form of man, and that he would lay down his life for us, is a wonder of wonders. That God so loved the world. Amen. When I look at humanity and the state of the world today, amen, it is a wonder. Amen, that God loved it so much that he was willing to die, to suffer the pain and agony of Calvary in order to provide redemption for fallen men. Truly, salvation is a wonder of wonders. But today, amen, that wonderful experience called salvation, amen, is still glorious. It's still marvelous. 2,000 years has not weakened the resolve of our God to save, amen, them that would believe. Amen. 2,000 years of man's rebellion against God has not diminished the power of the gospel. He is the same today as he was at the very beginning. I thank God for this wonderful salvation experience. Amen. The power of the blood has not lost its power. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus Christ died up on a hill called Golgotha. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, still flows from Calvary. There's still, amen, a place of restitution at the foot of the cross. The wonder of our glorious salvation. The Bible says, and the end of our faith is even the salvation of our soul. If we'll have faith in God, it doesn't matter what of troubles and difficulties along the path of life. Oh, the Bible says the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. We can't become discouraged because, amen, the salvation that he procured for us at Calvary is still able to save us. It's still able to deliver us from the power of the grave, because his power has not diminished. His salvation is still true. Can you say praise the Lord? The Bible says of this wonderful salvation that even the prophets, amen, desired to look into it. The prophets inquired. The prophets asked about it. Amen. There were many things they didn't understand about, amen, the things that they prophesied about. I don't understand everything about the grace of God. I don't understand how the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, could cover my sins. But I'm so glad that he shed his blood. I'm glad that he covered me. I'm so glad that he redeemed me, and I could enjoy his love and his mercy and his grace. The prophets ask about it. They search diligently. They wanted to know how it would happen. They wanted to know when it would come to pass. Amen. Such wonderful salvation that God would come down and he would transform us. That he would take out our stony heart and he would put a heart of flesh within us, and that we would be transformed by the power of the Spirit. Oh, the Bible says the prophets searched diligently. They wanted to know about this gospel. They wanted to experience this wonderful salvation. They wanted to know the power of the gospel. But they, amen, never came to understand it fully, because it was reserved and it might be revealed. Amen. In our time, the prophet wrote, unto whom it was revealed that not unto them, but unto us, they did minister. They spoke of another day. Amen. It was not fulfilled in their time, but it happened on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When Peter stood up and he said, this is that. Oh, I want you to know today, amen, that there's something awesome today that's able to set you free. There's something marvelous today that's able to give you peace and joy that passeth all understanding. There's something today that's able to quicken you, amen, and raise you up, amen, out of the grave of despair. Oh, hallelujah, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. the prophets wanted, but they could not comprehend the depth of the love of God. They could not comprehend the extent of the suffering that Jesus Christ would endure for our glory. But the Bible says, amen, that He took upon Him the sins of the world. Amen, He took upon Him the infirmities of our weaknesses. Amen, that He might bring salvation, and by His stripes we are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Something too wonderful for a man to understand. Amen. I don't understand everything that there is to understand about God's grace and about God's mercy. Amen. I don't know why, amen, God would look down upon somebody like me. I don't know why God loved me that much, but He did. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. The Bible says that even angels of God desire to look into what we've got. I want you to know that salvation, amen, is not a ritual. That salvation is not a creed. Salvation, amen, is something transforming. Salvation is not what we do. It's what God does, amen, for us. Because we cannot save ourselves. Amen. We can't be good enough. Amen. We cannot, amen, ever do enough to ever be, amen, worthy of His grace. But salvation is a gift of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. If you walk in the way of sin, amen. If you walk in the way of the flesh, amen, you're going to die the second death. Amen, because he, amen, that lives unto himself, amen, is going to die, amen, without hope. Amen. He that lives to the flesh is going to live, amen, a life of misery. But oh, thank God that we have a hope that's too wonderful. Amen. The apostle said it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. The words cannot describe it, but neither height nor depth nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come can separate me from the love of God. Oh, He loves me that much. Wonder of wonders. You know, it's a wonder God, amen, has any time for man at all. Amen. It's a wonder that God, amen, would respond, amen, to the feeble cry of humanity. But He does. Because God is a God of such love and such compassion. Amen. The Bible says the angels desire to look into the things which we now receive by the gospel and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I thank God for the gospel message that brings salvation. Amen. That message of hope. That message, amen, of deliverance. That message of transformation. For except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, it's only by the cross of Jesus Christ that we can come to know Jesus. And we can come to know God. And we can come to know the redemption of our souls. The angels desire to look into the things which we have. Amen. And the power of the Holy Ghost. But they cannot. The angels will never experience, amen, what you experience. Amen. Because you, amen, have been given a pardon. Amen. We were condemned. Amen. We deserved death. We deserved destruction. But He was not, amen, willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. And so He made a way. He said, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. But if we'll come to the cross, if we'll repent of our sins, if we'll be baptized, amen, amen, in water for the remission of our sins. Amen. He is willing to forgive them and to wash them away that we might be recipients, amen, of His Spirit and of His grace. Amen. The salvation of the Lord is too wonderful to understand. Amen. The Old Testament prophets, amen, had the Spirit of Christ within them, the Bible says. In verse 11, amen, they searched water, what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which in them did signify. Amen, they prophesied by the Holy Ghost. They were anointed of God, amen, to speak by the Holy Ghost, amen. But they never experienced the Holy Ghost like we experienced the Holy Ghost, for the time was not yet. But now, amen, we are recipients of His wonderful love and salvation, amen, by the pouring out of His Spirit. Jesus said in John 7:38, "He that believeth upon me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And then it explains what it says. It says, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For Jesus was not yet glorified, but now, amen, the Holy Ghost is given. The Holy Ghost is poured out because he is glorified. He is exalted. He sits upon the right hand of the Father in heaven." Oh, how wonderful is this God that we serve today. Wonder of wonders. Hallelujah. Wonder of wonders. Amen. The Bible goes on to say, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end." We need to be sober-minded. We don't need, amen, to be led astray. We don't need to be disillusioned. We need to think soberly. We need to think righteously and godly and to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation. One day, amen, amen, one day we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord. One day, amen, our body is not going to be subject to death. One day, amen, we're not going to be subject to temptation. We're not going to be subject, amen, to the cruelty of the world. But we're going to be completely redeemed. We're going to be gathered to Jesus Christ. Amen. So the Bible says, as obedient children, amen, we are not to fashion ourselves according to the world. We should not fashion ourselves according to the former life. If you're a child of God, you can't go on living the same life that you once lived. If you're a child of God, you can't love the things that you used to love. The Bible says old things are passed away and all things are become new. God will give you a new set of desires. God will give you a new way of living. Because He came, amen, to give you life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. Amen. God gave you, amen, came to give you something better than you've ever had before. Hallelujah. God came to give you eternal life. Amen. We are called to be holy. We're called to be separated. Amen. Why? Because He's a holy God. And He's coming back for a holy bride without spot and without wrinkle. Amen. He's coming back for a people that's looking for His appearing. Amen. Wonder of wonders. The angel, the Lord said to those that looked up, as they looked up into heaven in awe and wonder, they said, "Why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus that you've seen taken up is going to come back in like manner." I want you to know Jesus, amen, is coming again. Jesus is still the same today. Amen. He's still wonderful. He's still Counselor. He's still the mighty God. He's still the everlasting Father. He's still the Prince of Peace. And He's still able to set the captive free. Amen. If you need a friend, you found Him. If you need somebody that cares, you found Him. Because He cares for you today. Wonder of wonders. The wonder of salvation. That He loved me that much. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Let's show our love and our appreciation for Him. Let's exalt His name today.
Jesus, my Lord.
The angels could not experience what you can experience through the work of the cross of Calvary. But that wonderful thing that they desired to look into can be yours today. Because Jesus Christ is here. His Spirit is here. His mercy is here. His forgiveness is here. His gift is here. Hallelujah. He's here today. Oh, would you come? Is there anyone today that would make that walk? Make that walk of faith. Make that short journey to the altar today. Amen. And experience something wonderful. Experience something, amen, that the angels could not know, that the prophets inquired about. You can experience it today. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a myth. Amen. It's real, and it's Jesus. It's real, and it's the Spirit of God. It's real, and it's your Heavenly Father. It's real, it's real, it's real. Hallelujah. I want you today. Would you come? Those that would pray, would you come today and experience the wonder of the Lord? Experience the grace of God. Experience His mercy today. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. God bless you.